Welcome to our show. Welcome to our pre-show. Welcome to our pre-show for the 27th of August, 2020. And this is the 50 days of Bobby, or the 30 days of Bob, whatever. It's gonna wind up being something that isn't either 30 or 50, because that's just how, you know, how my head goes. I'm very much into saying I'm going to do something that I never do. Hey, what a concept. Anyway, actually what that means is I always blurt shit out, and then I realize, well, I can't really do 50 days of Bobby, so let's do 30. We'll probably wind up doing 30. And what I'm doing this week, so you guys know, is that I'm taking brand new Bobby and Steve shows that I'm creating, and I'm also weaving in encore shows from the past that featured Bobby and Dooley, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley hosting. And I'm pulling a lot of those from the summer, it seems to be, the summer of 2018, when Bobby and Steve were spending one of their final beautiful summers at Butner Lake, because now with this pandemic and them, you know, they burned the cabin down last year, they're moving to Hollywood by the Sea, we don't know. They'll probably be back to Butner when things, you know, settle down. But a couple of summers ago, we did a whole week of Bobby and Steve, and interspersed in that, them hosting from Butner Lake. And we have a show today. Let me just get this show up for today. This is the Dooleys from 2015, June 25th, 2018. The Dooleys, Bobby and Steve, fill in for Margaret Gray and immediately complain about how much time they are getting. Mavis Leonard is winging her way to Laughlin, Nevada, and a church group. I don't know if it's going to be entirely. I hope it's Bobby and Steve entirely. Maybe it's Bobby and Steve with Phil. I don't know. Let me download this thing first off. Get that downloaded. Let me hear a little bit of the audio from the show. There we go. They're going to be filling in for Margaret. Look at this, man. Why am I getting this? Why is this happening? Sending me over to the fucking archives. I don't dig that. 2019. 2018. God damn it. Oh, okay. June 25th, right? Boom, boom, bam, boom, 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 bam. Okay. You know what would have been a better show to do? Goddamn son of a bitch. Is them hosting the opening weekend of the Summertacular. So I think I'm going to go back and redo this. Even though I went through this whole rigmarole. This would be from, is it Tuesday or Friday? Let me see. This is Tuesday, the 25th. Back from Butner, are hosting the opening weekend dance of the Summertacular. I don't know, man. Shit, this goddamn fucking thing. Let me see. Pardon my language, but as General Patton said, I like to give him a rough.
You dragged it out so the time.
Yeah, I did.
Dragged it out so I could have a movie from a.
Now, I was chatting with you just an chocolate book to us about but
40 to 50 where he did
ask Miss Dooley about the Second World Day the Goblin
when the wind
off of that.
That was the name of it. What?
Well, what are you talking about, man?
Different places people was nude.
But I understand there were a lot of different places where people had their clothes off.
Yes, and for our purposes, as we like to say, are we talking about the camps?
We're really talking about all of them.
All right, so we're talking about sunbathers wherever they were.
Right. Now, in the 50s, National Security got to do it. If they're doing that...
They were showing their butt.
When they went in there, one of the people...
All right, let me go back to the motherfucking... the original one that we're going to do. And by the way, where is the... there it is. 1, 2, 1... June 25th, the goddamn Dooleys complaining about how much time they're getting. They're filling in for Margaret. And I gotta go fucking cue this piece of shit up one more fucking time. Pain in the fucking ass that it was. Boom! How about that? I cued that. You should have seen the time it took me to cue that bitch up originally. It was really tough. Okay. So that's what the essential, you know, the theme of fucking 30 Days of Bobby is just, you know, once again, Bobby Dooley. And this is unusual. This will be an unusual one where they're not really hosting. They are a guest. They're part of the panel.
Oh, my fucking God.
Same one. All right, so this series is tied up. Is this game going to be on? Where's the hockey tonight, motherfucker? Oh, you fucking assholes. Don't give me your fucking first period action. I want to see a live game, man. I don't want to see... I love and appreciate... Wait a second. I love and appreciate the NHL Network no end. Believe me, I do. But I don't want to see a playback of your goddamn fucking bitch game from last night. What's the series? I don't even know what's... Oh, yeah. So this is the game from yesterday. Philly tied it up. It's one game apiece. All right. So having said that, where's the... Hey, big brother. MSNBC. Tampa Bay and Boston. Here you go, baby. Although, you know, I don't know why they're playing hockey tonight, given it, it's 3-1 Tampa Bay. NBA is fucking not playing because of the situation in Wisconsin, which I heartily endorse. And frankly, I don't know why any of these motherfucking leagues are playing, you know. Even the NHL does not have a preponderance of black players per se, just out of solidarity, I think, with the other leagues, at least with the NBA. Out of, yes, I said solidarity. Knowing how much black athletes mean to professional sports in the United States and North America, including the National Hockey League, I would think that the NHL, in solidarity with the NBA, would not play. But I'm not going to, you know, run around fucking making judgments on whether I'm going to boycott their games or not. The NBA. The NBA, I understand. The NFL, I don't think they got the fucking guts. I don't think the NFLPA has the guts. I think the ownership is so motherfucking corrupt in the NFL, it's not even funny, so. And I don't really give a shit what anybody thinks about that. And Major League Baseball, those motherfuckers can't get it together enough to keep their players healthy. What the fuck they think they're going to do? Stumbling motherfuckers. And they get given the World Series championship to the bunch of fucking cheating pieces of shit, the Houston fucking Astros. Fuck you, man. And your whole goddamn fucking team. Jesus Christ. So, anyway... The only goddamn way Houston can win a fucking World Series, is that it? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, motherfucking 9. Let's go to our show, shall we?